Hi, my name is Kim Witten, and I'm at the University of York in the UK. So as a sociolinguist, I'm primarily interested in language evolution and language change, and we know that new words have been entering the lexicons of languages all over the world through the medium of the internet, through computer-mediated communication. And many people have looked at the etymologies of these words, but few people have looked at the sociophonetics, so how words are pronounced, how social meaning is attached to certain forms. This has prompted several general research questions for me. First, how do we pronounce these new forms? Which social factors are influencing us? Why? And then also, how do the forms take on social meaning in a text-based medium? This is the notion of enregistrement, which has been defined by Asif Agha as whereby distinct forms of speech come to be socially recognized as indexical, meaning they point to or reference speaker attributes by a population of language users. So how we know that certain phrases, ways of speaking, belong to certain social groups, the process by how that happens. And then furthermore, how people are using these forms in the construction of identity. This points to the notion of stance, which I'm using Engelbretton's definition here as a personal attitude, belief, or evaluation. Metafilter provides a very good example of how to, a good resource for looking at these three research questions. There's been a 10-year debate on Metafilter about the pronunciation, the abbreviated name of their website, Metafilter. They've also been talking about how to pronounce the name by which they use to refer to themselves. I'll be using these two terms together, calling them the MSET, and that allows me to talk about them both as variables at the same time, also without biasing you with my pronunciation. And as I said a minute ago, the pronunciation of the MSET is subject of a 10-year debate on Metafilter. And I'm going to play you a sound clip right now that gives you kind of a flavor of what the debate's been like. This is the moderators talking on one of the early podcasts, discovering that one of the other moderators has a differing pronunciation.
That'd be cool if you did that, if you had you know, almost just like the three Metafilter questions.
Well, how do you pronounce it is question number one.
Yeah, that's obviously going to be a big one.
Yeah.
It's Mephi. It's Mephites. Metafilter, ask
Mephite?
Me.
Mephite?
Mephite. I don't know. It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, like a turd.
So you can hear a bunch of different stances there and evaluations and reactions as well. So with sociophonetics, I want to run through the sociophonetic variants of this first form. We have eight common ways that people tend to pronounce them. So we've got Mephi, 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 and Mephi, and Mephi. These are tied to social factors, such as dialect, age, education, background, social groups. There's many more. So these phonetic variants interact with the social factors, and this is mediated through stance and stance taking. This is more than people arguing on the internet about how to pronounce words. The MSET is representative of a whole category of forms that are entering the lexicons of languages all over the world. How are these forms getting enregistered? Names themselves are indexical of specific histories. They point to different ideologies, backgrounds, persons, belief systems. Many examples of this. GIF versus JIF, Linux, Linux, Peking, Beijing. There's the recent work by Lauren Hall Liu and colleagues looking at different socio-political persuasions that are indexed by different pronunciations of Iraq, 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 whereby one pronunciation might be more strongly associated with, let's say, a progressive or liberal ideology, and the other phonetic variant might be more correlated with Republican or conservative ideology. So these names, they become linguistic resources in stance-taking. And this process of enregistrement, how forms, ways of speaking, sounds become indexical of particular social groups, starts with stance-taking. It's roughly a three-step process. So we see an example here with the MSET. The first step, somebody takes a stance. So a sociolinguistic variant is associated with an interactional stance. We have an example here of a comet. Also, Mephi sounds like a cute corgi, where the phonetic variant Mephi is equated with cuteness and corginess. Next step, these stances are repeated over time. The patterns of frequency and saliency emerge. So the association between Mephi and cute is noticed, reinforced by others, so it's propagated. And you see different variants of it of different types of comments that are reinforcing this association of Muffy with cuteness. And then this idea becomes entrenched in the community. It gets strongly tied to identities or the group itself. And the identity of that person or group is established through this patterning of regularly taken stances. So at that point, Mephi, that phonetic variant, indexes both cuteness as well as a Mephite or Mephite identity. So these phonetic variants of the MSET are undergoing enregistrement, and it's happening very slowly as participants are building up this entire landscape of all the different associations. New participants are always joining the debate as they join the community. And any one variant can have different associations, conflicting beliefs that people have about what those variants sound like, what they index, what they mean. These associations are also constantly changing, but over time, recognizable patterns do emerge. By tracking this, by looking at the variables and the variants and examining these stances that people are taking, we can go back to our general research questions and look at these two related processes. So how language change and evolution is happening, also how identity, both group and individual identity, is created, established, and recognized by others, both within the community, but also outside of communities, of the community. So I want to give you a brief overview now of the data I've collected to begin to look at this process of enregistrement. The data for looking at stance taking comes from two sources. First is a thread in 2006 where a fellow Metafilter member, and who also happens to be a linguist, wanted to poll the community and directly asked the community members for their pronunciation of the MSET. Later in 2010, I did a poll of the community and posted a meta talk as a discussion thread after taking the poll. So after they took the poll, they were encouraged to come discuss the pronunciation and the poll and thoughts about the MSET. So here's some metadata about these two threads. The first was posted in 2006. It had 102 comments by 63 Metafilter members. The second one was in 2010, 472 comments by 187 Metafilter members. I coded all of the comments on several criteria. For this presentation, just three will be primarily looked at. So whether or not the pronunciation or whether or not the comment stated a pronunciation preference for the MSET, whether or not the comment contained a cultural reference that pointed to a person, place, product, some pop culture thing or something out there in the world. And then lastly, whether or not there was a stance of correctness. So if somebody said that one pronunciation was right or wrong or good or bad, or it should be said this way, or it's proper if it's done like so. Here is an overview of the comments from both threads. So you see the 2006 thread in blue and the 2010 thread in red. And the first thing we notice in these first four columns, looking at the pronunciation, stated pronunciation of the MSET, is that the abbreviated name for Metafilter is given, preferences are given for that much more than the name by which Metafilter members use to refer to themselves. I do believe that the abbreviated name is the much more salient variable, as people tend to discuss that first and more often, as evidenced by these two threads as well. You also see in the 2006 thread that there are more stated pronunciation preferences overall. I believe this is because it was directly asked. So these, I just want to say before I go on that these two threads aren't directly comparable, but they do give us an overview of what the comment distribution looks like based on these three coding criteria and can prompt further study where to look at things more. So we see moving on, looking at indexing person, place, or product, it's interesting to note that over half of the comments in both threads reference something out there in the world, whether it's a person, a place, or a product, or some pop culture reference. That tells you that a lot of different things are being drawn upon, a lot of different things are being indexed. What things, why, what's more most salient or most attuned to. We can look at this through favoriting behavior as well. And then lastly, looking at taking a correctness stance. It's interesting to note that there is more correctness stances taken in the 2010 thread than in the 2006 one. And I personally feel that the percentages are rather high for both of those in general. I didn't really realize until I started coding the data that there was at least 15%, 15 and 21% for both of these threads of people taking correctness stances. Before we actually look at qualitative examples of comment data, I want to go through a few things about challenges in quantifying stance data. So stance data is messy and it's difficult to code. Each stance varies, and that's dependent on many different things, such as the context or who's participating in the thread, as well as other factors. There is no typology of stance that currently exists. It's up to the researcher to determine which categories are important and then to explore those further. A qualitative look at stance. Looking at stated pronunciation preferences in comment data, I looked at these in two different ways. So the first was whether or not the comment explicitly stated their stance. Mephi is what I say. Versus a non-explicit, and this means that the comment needs to be unpacked somewhat, or usually relies on wordplay or maybe puns, that sort of thing. So this example here, so easy, just do it like this, me fi fo fum, me fight ho hum. Looking at stances with cultural reference, so this is person, place, products, looked at these in two different ways as well. A transparent reference would be something like the comment here. It's spelled M-E-F-I, but it's pronounced throat warbler mangrove, where then it's explicitly stated that this reference comes from Monty Python. No unpacking required. And the oblique version, I'd have called it a chazwazer, where you have to know that there is some in-group knowledge being indexed here. You'd have to know that this was a comment from The Simpsons, because the comment doesn't directly state that this comes from The Simpsons. And presumably the author of the comment recognizes that there's going to at least be some portion of the Metafilter population that will get that cultural reference. It also says something about what that person and what Metafilter might take interest in, or believes that Metafilter might take interest in. Looking at correctness stances, this is where the data starts to get very messy, because this can come in a bunch of different forms, not just the three right, wrong, good, bad, correct, incorrect that I've highlighted here. But looking at a right, wrong stance, an example here, no explanation why, but it's right, damn it. A good, bad stance, using meh in any label equals hipster snark equals bad, doom, no good. And then correct, incorrect. I always thought mephi, then I started going to meetups and was roundly corrected to mephi. And we can start to see the complexity of stance and indexicality. There is a comment here that I think is a very good reference of all sorts of different types of stances going on. I've always been a mephi, but I heard someone calling it mephi, rhyming with that kid from Family Circus, and I think that's funny and charming, but wrong. So we can see how a variety of different stances are enacted, and we'll go through this step by step. Pronunciation stance. I've always been a mephi. And then we've got a cultural reference as well, rhyming with that kid from Family Circus. And I didn't get into this before, but lots of stances are evaluative. And this is one such example. I think that's funny and charming. And then finishing up with a correctness stance. But wrong. There's also many more types of stances going on, and another one I'd like to highlight is the alignment that's happening by others through favoriting behavior. So 29 people on Metafilter favorited this comment, and when I looked at my poll data, I can see that the 29 people who favorited this comment all took the poll, but not all of them share the same pronunciation preference as mephi, so they're not all mephi sayers. So that tells you that at least some of these commenters are aligning to some other stance in this comment as their rationale for why they favorited it. And people favor it for all sorts of different reasons, of course. To summarize stance taking, there are many types of stances, and people use many different linguistic resources in making them. This idea of stance, it mediates the relationship between phonetic variants and social factors. And the process of enregistrement starts with stances. We can track this process by examining the types of stances that are being made, who's making them, who's acknowledging them, and in what ways. This leads me to further research, always. So further research questions. How can we overcome these challenges in coding and analyzing stance data? We looked at some of those challenges before, what categories to choose, how to arrange data, how to interpret data, especially when data is very messy and it contains maybe one comment, contains several stances in several possibly conflicting directions. So which methods, typologies, and tools are useful? And we can take an interdisciplinary approach here too and see what other communities, academic communities, are using in looking at stance data or evaluative commenting, evaluative speech. When we get back to enregistrement, how do we know when a form is fully enregistered? What are the markers of that? What are the indicators? Also, enregistrement status can change. So how do we know when, let's say, a social meaning that's tied to a certain form no longer holds, or that enregistrment is lost entirely, if it changes or is lost? And presumably, these different variants having different levels of saliency or meaning to different groups of people, or being preferred in different amounts, would affect the rate at which these phonetic variants are getting enregistered. So how do we track and compare these rates of, as they're happening and changing over time? Starting to sum up here, so the way you say this matters, the way you say the MSAT matters. These participants in the community, they're enacting styles, they're doing this publicly, and through this they shape the group identity with stance taking. And also through alignment practices such as favoriting comments and quoting others. And identity practices, such as creating profiles and stating what they're about and using the content of their speeches, of course. These stances are social positions involving sociolinguistic variables. It happens that the name of this community happens to be a very highly salient sociolinguistic variable, and names of communities themselves are representative of that community's identity. So we get a bunch of meta layers going on here. To conclude, we can continue to use online resources, online community data, speech data that's in text form, text-based form, and that will help us over time expand our knowledge of and broaden our understanding of language evolution and change, the indexicality of language, how meaning is enregistered through stance taking, and then, of course, identity creation using these linguistic resources, also using names, wordplay. So I look forward to sharing more data with you on this. Thank you very much for your time. There's my references. And thank you again.